3, 2, 1.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Okay, maybe it's a little too early for a hype horn, but I don't know. Maybe you're just getting to bed. You need that one last. It is Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. So glad that we are here with you. Thank you for making us a part of your day. If you want to be part of the show, it's 833-563-2539. Twitter and Instagram, it's Radio Now AM Show. We've got so much going on today, and we'll certainly tell you all about it. Man.
What a jam-packed weekend. The whole show, we were all over the place, all over the country, all over the shows.
When did you get back in
so
to the
I
station?
Was quite the jet setter. I went to New York City. I went to Manhattan for 24 hours. So I
took
off.
How was that?
It was awesome. I flew out Saturday morning. Some of my friends from the West Coast, since I moved from, I'm an indie, like, so I moved from the Midwest out West and now I'm back. Mm-hmm. But so I went with my girlfriend. So Saturday morning flew out, spent the day in New York City, and then I flew back yesterday. Got in to my place at about 11:30 midnight. So I'm on about, took a nap before coming to work. I got about 3 hours sleep, but it was awesome. New York is so much fun.
Okay.
See, it was incredible.
I've like driven through New York and I've technically been in New York, but I haven't like got to go to New York and check
there's,
out so
there's
much.
There's too much to do. I mean, you have to think, okay, what do we want to attack here? I wanted to do the Friends experience, which is new. We've talked about on this show.
Yeah.
Like, there's a Friends pop-up, but it was sold out. That's the one thing I wanted to do that I didn't get to do.
You have to buy that way in advance,
yes,
right?
Yes. It was the end of Fashion Week. So Fashion Week ended on Saturday and it was incredible.
Didn't stop you. I saw your fashion shoot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So
Mackenzie,
I had so much fun. I went on the Brooklyn Bridge. I rode the subway for the first time.
You shut down the Brooklyn Bridge. It was really weird. There were like police lights everywhere, photos being taken.
It was really cool.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad you're here. And yeah, don't worry. Mondays are always tough, but we'll get through it.
I made it in. I was dying and was living through you and your wifey's Instagram at the Joe Bros. How was the concert? The Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, they were in Indianapolis, Indiana on Friday night. And I'll tell you what, that has to be one of the top three shows I've ever been to as I mean, I'm not a huge Jonas Brothers fan. I'm not going to fake it. But I knew like probably like 6 or 7 of their songs.
Yeah.
But the whole time the crowd was crazy for Bebe Rexha. But when they came out, they were one of the loudest concerts I've ever been to from start to finish. They put on a good show.
Did they talk in between songs?
They didn't talk that much. I wouldn't say I'd go there for their talking
commentary
to the crowd. They were thankful. They always mentioned how thankful they are that they're back together and that everybody accepted them because they didn't really know where they were going or what they were doing. It was cool. They did some of their songs together. They did some of their individual hits like with Joe and Nick Jonas. So I thought that was really, really awesome. So I would recommend that. And if you're listening in Houston on Radio Now 92.1, coming up at 8:25 this morning, you're going to want to listen. We're going to give you the song of the day. And later on at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, when you hear that song 2 times, that'll be your chance to call in and win tickets.
Did your wifey have fun? Did Lindsay like it?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. We actually got last minute. We have to meet the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, cool.
Short little dudes.
So you weren't expecting that?
No, was not expecting that. My wife actually, people think at radio we get everything. We don't. My wife won tickets from her job because somebody backed out last minute. So we got last minute tickets. We totally went. And,
that's hilarious.
It was cool. Then I had a wedding I attended, kind of a brunch wedding. It was on a Sunday.
You guys looked so sharp. You looked so cute.
I don't know how people take good photos, but we took like 20 and we turned out with one. If you want to see it, it's Joe Pesh Radio. You'll be able to find it on my social media that way. Producer Porkchop, I think you were at a wedding, but how was your weekend?
It was good. Jam-packed, busy as well. I worked a bunch at the steakhouse yesterday. I was there for like 10 hours.
I saw the steakhouse. Everybody knows him, but he used to play for the Colts. Pat McAfee. I saw that he took his mom to that same steakhouse that you work at. Was he there?
He was there on Saturday.
Oh, you weren't there, right?
No, I was DJing a wedding on Saturday.
Dude.
Pat's a good buddy. He's awesome. He would give you a really good tip,
you know,
too.
Kidding. That might have been more than the DJ gig.
Oh, man. really?
I don't know. I'm just making it up. I don't know.
No, the wedding was fun. I taught everyone the get up dance, of course.
Oh.
And then I posted it like to Blanco Brown's page, and he reposted it, of course, because we're besties.
I got a repost from Blanco Brown as well.
Oh shoot!
So
I guess we're both besties.
I was getting glammed up because I did some. Photo shoot stuff, and my makeup artist, you would never guess, she's like born and raised in Queens, she is a huge country music fan, she loved Blanco Brown, and we connected, and we were like turning it up and dancing while we were doing makeup and hair. It was so much fun. That's on my Instagram, at McKinzie. I've never plugged my Instagram on the show. McKinzieRoth. You can see my New York trip and all the fun things that I did in 24 hours.
You know who has plugged the hell out of their Instagram on this show? Producer Pork Chop.
Yes, and I love it.
No, turn your mic off. You've had plenty of plugs to last you a lifetime.
Well, then you can really follow us behind the scenes in our journey.
What's happening over the weekend. Yeah. All right, cool. Well, hey, that is kind of our weekend. How was yours? 833-563-2539. You want to call in, check in, you can do that. Maybe you want to slide into the DMs or tweet us. It's Radio Now AM Show.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Well, he's about to turn the big 5-0, but got phone calls about replacing Andrew Luck, and he thinks it's hilarious. Talking about Brett Favre, says when the Colts QB announced his retirement, his phone started ringing off the hook from family and friends.
No teams called, but I had a lot of friends and family. You know, hey, the Colts could use you. No, they couldn't use me. I squashed that very quickly.
I love that, too. It's like, tons of people, mainly my friends, have told me.
He thought it was hilarious because, again, he's about to turn 50.
Yeah, just enjoy retirement. You can still walk and move. Don't
exactly.
get beat up.
Could you imagine the reaction if we brought...
I think it'd be cool. I mean, I'm always a Lions fan, and he was a Packers player, but I like Brett Favre.
Yeah, he's cool, but he's up there. It's hard to... We're like, oh, so over the hill
at
50.
Can you guys not tackle me so hard?
Exactly. Well, Hailey Baldwin Bieber, she's telling secrets about her relationship with Justin Bieber. So she says that marriage is always going to be hard. She and Justin have a very public relationship, obviously.
This is so awkward.
Yes, I know. It's the weirdest thing.
Hello.
So she's looking gorgeous on the cover of Vogue Australia. She's like, look, marriage is always going to be hard, and I've had a really hard time. She's given up reading comments on social media. She reveals that when they were engaged, about to get married, people are like, he's still into his ex. He's never going to marry you. This won't last more than 6 months. And people really gave her a hard time. She also goes on to note that mental issues have, they faced hardships in their marriage because of it. Justin's gone through depression. He's been really adamant about mental health issues. She says, if you don't want to compromise, you can't be in a relationship. So it's all about compromise and being there for each other.
I don't know her position, but I think of like my wife, Lindsay, that when I still go through all my stuff with this, like, depression and anxiety, like those two combined are really a lot to handle. So imagine being a celebrity and having to deal with that. Like, you're a strong man or woman to be there for your partner, as you should be. But to be there, I mean, she needs a lot more credit than she's getting.
Yeah, and that just goes to show you, if you're young and you're beautiful and you're famous, you have all the money in the world, that people still deal with all the issues that all of us deal with.
Trust me, I know.
Yeah, trust me. It's hard being beautiful like Joe. Speaking of beautiful, Beyonce will give fans an inside look at the making of the Lion King companion album. It's called The Gift, and she's doing a special that'll air on ABC. Cool sound, right? Making the Gift will be airing at 10 p.m. on ABC, so check your local listings for that to make sure. But don't miss that. It's supposed to be really cool. Now, something I definitely am into, would not want to miss, Family Matters, the reboot. What the what? According to one of the stars, he couldn't say too much. He wasn't at liberty, but he's taking serious, serious meetings.
I think that it would be interesting to see if we would be able to put the band back together again.
Oh, I would totally be down with Family Matters.
Yes, right? So they went and Urkel would reprise his role. They were all taking sit-downs. It originated on ABC back in 1989 to 97, then went to CBS. So they're hoping to get a spinoff because look at all the shows that have done so well with the success of
Full
the
House.
Reboot of 90210. The numbers are phenomenal. Seinfeld also just secured a 500... What is, I can't even read this number, $500 million deal with Netflix and stuff. So I think it's going to be huge.
Bring back the good stuff.
He's got to rock his suspenders.
Yeah, what is Urkel doing nowadays? I always wonder. I mean, I'm sure he's a talented dude, but it's like, what is he doing?
Maybe he's going to come back to our screen.
I would love that. Yeah. Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
If you're feeling good, say yeah.
Yeah!
All
right.
A guy named Stu McDonald has battled cancer twice. Once is bad enough, but two times. And the good news is both times he's kicked its butt.
Yes.
He's currently in remission and everything is gravy. But things got really good last week because he just hit the lottery for $4.6 million.
Are you serious?
Yep, almost $5 million. He and his wife, I guess, have a tradition. Every time he goes to buy a lottery ticket, she jokingly orders him to get the winning ticket. Well, guess what? She forgot this time to tell him that, and he won anyways.
I love to hear this.
They decided, hey, let's take the lump sum of $2.3 million. So after taxes, they got about $1.5 million. He says that after two cancer scares and now this, he knows he's a very lucky guy. So,
what a great story. That's amazing.
Going to buy me a scratch-off today. Mackenzie, what do you got for Monday Motivation?
This is so cool. So Abby Fink, she thought she was texting a family friend, but she mistyped the number in a text to a stranger. So she was like, hey, brother, we are bringing your dinner tomorrow. I was wondering what time would be a good time. Well, it was to the wrong number, but it was to a guy named Bill who actually was on the other end. And he was jokingly like, ooh, what are you bringing me? Can't wait for that. So it was like, oh, just kidding. You have the wrong number. She explained the text was meant for a family friend whose 4-year-old son, Noah, was fighting to stay alive. Now, instead of being like non-responsive or saying, wish you the best, Bill, the stranger, immediately jumped in, says, how can I help? He jumped to rally his fans, like his family members and his friends on Facebook, to send gifts and cards to Noah. He even contacted a local charity who now wants to lend a helping hand as well. And I'm happy to report Noah is finally out of the ICU, but remains in the hospital. Lengthy recovery. He's got an illness. But how neat is this? Bill now plans a stranger to drop off a gift to meet the young boy. And the family's like, I think this text, Bill, this guy's like an angel because he's really helped the family out all from a mistaken text.
I love that, because after it's like, wrong number, jerk.
Right.
What do you want? But this is a great story about somebody having some compassion and caring.
I love that.
Thank you, Mackenzie. Yeah. Pork chop, what do you got for Monday Motivation?
4-year-old Chloe Land from Oregon is literally a superhero. Her poor little brother was born without an immune system or with like an immune deficiency, and he needs a bone marrow transplant. Siblings are usually only a 25% match. I mean, a match is hard to find in itself,
general.
Right.
But for a sibling, there is a 25% chance they could be a match. And little sister Chloe was a match, and they are scheduled to do the bone marrow transplant today.
Oh, wow. Yay. Well, it's sending all of our love and light. It's going to go amazing.
The best part about this is the picture. Like, they're just, the little girl is so sweet and she's so happy. She's wearing like a Superman shirt.
I love that.
You got to give us an update and let us know how everything goes, man. Thank you, Mackenzie and Porkchop, for the Monday Motivation. I'll get this all together and we'll put a swipe up link so you can see it on our Instagram. If you don't already follow us, go do that right now. It is Radio Now AM Show. Here we go. It's time for Joe's Need to Know News. A woman in San Diego dreamed that she was forced to eat her engagement ring and woke up to find out that she had actually eaten her engagement ring.
No.
The woman dreamed that she and her fiancé were facing off with bad guys on a high-speed train. During the struggle, her fiancé told her that she had to swallow her engagement ring to protect it. When she woke up, her ring was actually gone, and she knew, yep, it was inside of me. I must have swallowed it. So she went to the doctors, got an x-ray in urgent care, and it was confirmed the ring was indeed inside of her stomach.
Okay, I'm so into like dream dictionaries and what your dreams mean. It says, to dream that you lose a ring or someone has stolen your ring represents insecurity. You may be losing interest in some relationship or interest.
Oh, man. Don't tell
She's
the man
over
that.
Over him.
Doctors recommended an upper endoscope to remove the ring, and the surgery was successful. She now says she takes the ring off when she goes to sleep. Why would you take it off? I would like put it in a lockbox or something.
And it says to dream that you're swallowing something indicates you're holding back true feelings or words.
Wow.
Wow, she's got something to tell her man is what that means.
Sony needs to object to that wedding.
Maybe I'll be a professional reader of dreams.
Hey, there's somebody that would pay for that. Okay, a guy named Josh in New Zealand recently got an email, and I always get afraid of this when we get emails. I'm like, oh, what does it mean? It was from his bosses at an ad agency telling him, hey, we need to have a meeting to discuss your future here at the company. You know what that means. It's never like, hey, we'd like to promote you and give you more money.
Exactly.
So he was no dummy. He knew he was getting canned. So he hired an emotional support clown to come with him to the meeting.
Clown?
He paid the clown. It was a nice clown, not like an it clown. About $125 to come with him to the meeting in full makeup. He had him make balloon animals during the meeting. And as he's being let go, the bosses, I guess, found the whole thing pretty funny. And the good news is for him, he actually already has a new job lined up, actually at a competing company. So
oh, okay, cool.
He'll be okay, but that would be nice. I would like, if I was going to get fired or let go or my contract not renewed and they're going to bring me in, like, I'd like some puppies or something.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay. I'll pet the puppies.
Wish you the best.
And this is a photo you definitely got to see on our Need to Know News blog. A 5-year-old boy in Colorado loves the movie Up. That is a great, great movie.
Oh, that movie makes you cry every time.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Good.
And his great-grandparents actually love it, too. So they dressed up as characters from the film for his birthday.
Oh!
Yeah, he was dressed up as Russell Wilde's great-grandparents, dressed up as Carl and Ellie Fredrickson, the old people in the movie. The boy's mom said he loves the drawings. He makes houses and balloons all the time for the movie. And the family visited Disney World recently. The only toy he wanted were the toys from Up. So the photo is just incredible because, like, they nailed it. Like, they all look like the characters.
That's a great Halloween costume. Have you seen little kids with all the, like, a little walker and the balloons behind them?
Yes.
Oh.
You know what? I still have a walker from my hip surgery happened. Maybe I could be the guy.
You should be.
I can repurpose it, guys.
So make
the most of it. Football over the weekend. The Colts beat the Titans 19-17. Rumor is today that Colts kicker, who's been missing a lot of kicks this year, Adam Vinatieri, will announce retirement. You didn't see it over the weekend. I guess he didn't talk to media yesterday, and he said, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Well, normally they don't talk on Mondays, but he's like, you'll hear from me. So there's some speculation online. Even Pat McAfee commented on it saying, maybe.
My dude. Vinatieri, I've done a lot of work with him, and he is a solid man, just a great human being, like on the field and off. So
unfortunately, they don't care about that when it comes to results.
I know, but he's the GOAT. He's awesome.
Oh, I'm not knocking. He is. He's the all-time point leader, for sure. I agree. So we'll find out about that today if you're a Colts fan. Good news for the Texans. Home opener, they beat the Jaguars. It was a close one, but they won yesterday. 13-12, so that's nice. A couple of teams winning right there. And today, finally, for Joe's Need to Know News, is a special day. It's a National Guacamole Day.
Oh, give me the guac, all the guac.
Oh, do you like guacamole?
Because
I love it. I love it.
It's a guac party, hey.
Hey, put the guac over here, the guac over there. Put your guac up like you just don't care. That right there is Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now. Song of the day. Oh boy, oh boy. Some people wait all weekend for this to happen.
Yes.
I am that person that has waited. Now let me throw out the category today so you know what you're going to be voting on in a little bit when you hear all the options. 52140 is the number. The word to text is song, S-O-N-G. The category are songs about a place.
It can be any place. You name the place, but just has to mention a place.
All right. Simple enough. Now, today, we've got a special guest that is taking part in Song of the Day. Let's give a warm Radio Now welcome to Paige and Emily. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, girls. Good morning.
How you doing today?
We're all right. How are you?
Wonderful. So do you often hear Song of the Day? You're like, oh, I would have picked this song. Oh, I would have picked that song.
Or we say, like, which song would have been a better pick.
Do you ever say McKenzie should have won? Because I hardly ever win.
No, nobody says that.
Maybe, like, one time. Okay, they're being silent. So that
there
means
we
no.
go. Yeah, that means a big no. Please don't make it awkward. All right, listen up, ladies. We're going to come to you in just 1 second because they're going to get to have a vote today, listener chosen. Let's start off, though, with the probable winner, and that would be me, Songs About a Place. Guys, I don't know how this one ended up winning, but it was my first choice and nobody else had it. I went with one of the best songs of all time, and that would be Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, dang.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Come on now.
Where the skies are so blue.
Woo! Where?
Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, baby, that is a for sure, sure win. I could be wrong, though. Let's see, Mackenzie, what song did you pick today?
I love that. I went with something a little, not current, but a little more current than that. Okay, so over the weekend, I went to New York City for 24 hours, and I was so inspired. So much happening. City is alive. So I chose a little Jay-Z, Alicia Keys, Empire State of Mind.
I'm from the Empire State.
That's
so much.
I'm so worried you're going to get 0% of the vote again.
That's a great song.
All right, Pork Chop. What do you got today? Song of the day. It's Songs About a Place.
So my song, I remember the first time I heard it, I was in my friend's car and I had gotten a soda from McDonald's and they forgot my straw.
Uh-oh.
So I took the lid of the soda off and you know how it's like full to the top?
Yeah.
I went very careful to take a sip. And he floored it, like the gas.
Oh,
and
no.
The soda went all over me. And I'll never forget, for some reason, the song playing in the background was this one right here. It's Tupac, California Love.
Or is it Katy Perry? California
That's funny.
Girls.
I was gonna pick that, but I changed it to California Love, Joe.
Porkchop, what do you want me to do?
It's in the folder. I think maybe you just. I got it too early without updating it.
I think secretly you wanted Katy Perry, California Girls.
Wait, hold on. Let me see. This is the updated one. No, I'm just kidding. Let's see if Porkchop actually had this one.
California, yeah.
Interesting. I think he had a backup.
I was going to say.
Come on, it was Katy Perry when you spilled that pop.
I mean,
admit it.
To be real, I kind of want to hear California Girls more than that.
Yeah, I would have went with California Girls, too. All right, let's see. We have Emily and Paige on. Hopefully we got your song correct here this morning. What are you going with? The category is Songs About a Place.
So we'd like to start off by saying my daughter and I had the most fun this weekend picking out a song, listening to each other's songs. It was amazing.
Love
she
to
introduced
hear that.
Me to some new music. I introduced her to some old music. It was great. But we did decide to go with an oldie but a goodie. We're going to stick with our hometown of Indiana, and we're going with Tom Petty,
Mary Jane's Last Dance.
Woo!
Last dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain.
Tell you, Emily and Paige, that is a solid jam. And
we're hoping to beat you, Joe.
I commend you for that. That song will probably come in last place because it's weird. Like, I'm trying to win right now, but I've noticed that some of the people that vote at 52140, text word song, don't necessarily, what's the word I have good taste in music.
Whoa!
Is that why I lose every
Shots
week?
Fire!
No!
I guess that makes sense.
No, you just don't have good taste in music. You combine those.
No, I have the best taste in music.
Joe,
your statement you just said our listeners don't have good taste in music. So.
You're never gonna win again.
That's not true. That's
the
not
reason
true.
They listen to I just can't believe you said that.
That was a mistake.
I don't think it was. Now listen, you've heard all the songs, but let me. So you can place your vote because I know you're voting. You have good taste. I'm talking about the other people.
He's backtracking.
Now here's what we got. We got myself Joe, Sweet Home Alabama by Lynyrd Skynyrd. Mackenzie, she went to New York, so she's got that Empire State of Mind by Jay-Z and Alicia Keys. Porkchop had California Love by as my grandpa would call him, Tupac. And listener Mary, listener suggested by Emily and Paige, it's Mary Jane's Last Dance. That's by Tom Petty. You want to vote for a song? Do it right now. The number is 52140. Text the word song. Song of the day. The results are coming in right now. The voting is closed. So now Porkchop has to add up what song you thought was best for songs about a place. Now, we had a special person playing today, Emily and Paige. Are you still there? Emily and Paige. Going once. Going twice.
Girls.
Oh, no. Emily and Paige are no longer there on the phone, but thank you for getting your vote in earlier. I will go over all the songs, and we will let you decide who the winner is. For myself, Joe, I went with Sweet Home Alabama by Lynyrd Skynyrd. Sweet Home Alabama. Pretty dope song, if I might say so myself. We had Mackenzie go with Empire State of Mind by Jay-Z and Alicia Keys.
I'm from the Empire State.
Yes.
We had producer Porkchop. He had a story about spilling a drink on his face when his friend took off in a car, and this song was on the radio.
California, yeah. California,
and our listeners who accidentally hung up the phone, they represented today songs about a place, and they went with Tom Petty. A little song called Mary Jane's Last Dance.
Last Dance with Mary Jane.
How will the voting go today for Song of the Day? Porkchop, Rosie, what do you got?
Will Mary Jane's Last Dance be in last place?
Ooh, I see what you did there.
It will not.
Oh.
Oh, Mackenzie.
Ah, oh,
I mean, sorry.
Joe.
Sorry, Mackenzie.
Coming in dead last place and will never win again, probably, Joe Pesh.
Whoa,
yes!
Wait a second. What do you mean, last place?
Karma.
I mean, last place.
What do you mean,
wow,
by last place? We mean dead last place.
I don't think that's even possible. I'm calling BS. Okay.
All the votes were very, very, very close today, though. Separated. First place and last place just separated by 10%.
Whoa.
Coming in third place, Emily and Paige with Mary Jane.
Aww. Ladies, thank you so much for playing, though. They were so cute and had a good time, made memories this weekend picking out a song.
That means just Mackenzie and Porkchop are left.
Oh, man. Come on, Rosie.
Well,
give me something good.
There's no way Mackenzie has won, so Porkchop, right?
All last week, producer Porkchop came in second 4 times, getting the silver medal, winning gold once. Mackenzie came in last place 4 times. Getting third once.
Wait, do we get medals for this, by the way? Because I have not received a medal or a trophy or anything.
But who's going to pull it out of the bag today?
I don't know.
With only 24% of the vote, in second place, producer Porkchop.
Yes! I won!
No, wait. You're telling
yes,
me that the winner, the best song,
dude,
is Empire State of Mind?
Jay-Z and Alicia Keys. This is a jam. This
was
number one for a long time. Yes.
No way.
Play
All
it,
right,
please.
Mackenzie, your
Thank
winner
you.
Today.
Thanks if you voted for me.
Wow.
I never win. This is a special moment.
Category, songs about a place. Somebody get a video camera out. Congratulations.
Love you. Mean it. Thank you.
Congratulations going out to Mackenzie. How long has it been? A few years?
This is a very special day. I never, ever win, so I feel like a lot of magic is going to happen for all of us on this Monday.
All right. Can you magically our AC start working? It's hotter than Hades in here.
Yeah, it's so funny. My AC in my place went out last week, and now it's out where
Thank
I
you.
Work, too.
Are we sensing a theme here?
I like it hot.
All right. Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe Mackenzie, live the web girl out sick today, and producer Porkchop. Who knows what he's got going on? He's just hot, so we'll find out
more
about
that. Well,
he's
wearing a sweatshirt.
He is.
And it's 100 degrees
here. Dude, you can go shirtless if you want, man. Take it off.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's thinking about it.
Why not, man? Come on.
Just, okay.
You take your shirt off, I'll take mine. Mackenzie, no pressure.
Pass. It's a hard pass. I actually have a cute jumpsuit on, so I can't even. I don't even have. This is a one full unit.
Oh, wow. Interesting. You know what's funny? Porkchop has the exact same thing on underneath his hoodie.
I love it. He looks so cute.
Who wore it better?
Yeah.
Hashtag outfit of the day. I found this list, and I thought it was pretty interesting. If you wanted to chime in, 833-563-2539. It's the biggest modern inconveniences, I guess you could say, like hashtag first world probs. But I was like, you know what? These really do nowadays. When they happen, they can mess up your day. They can certainly suck. In no particular order here, the top list of modern inconveniences. They say intermittent Wi-Fi, like when your Wi-Fi goes in and out.
Yep.
I don't know why. Is it just our job? Is it everybody's? But our Wi-Fi is like dial-up would be faster.
It is. It's true.
And sometimes, like when we get here at like 5 a.m., magically it works decent. But at like 5:10, it's like, you know what?
I'm tired now. I don't want to work anymore.
You're working for the day? I'm going to stop working for you. One thing they say is a modern inconvenience because there's so many things with technology that helps us out. How about getting calls from unknown numbers? When you do that, do you pick up or do you not? Because nowadays,
no.
They scam you because the number looks so similar to your number.
I did it once. Just like I had a wild card moment. I was like, I'm just going to pick up and see who this is. And it was a freak. So I'm never doing it again.
Wait, what do you mean, like a freak?
It was somebody that got my number from somebody and was pretending to be somebody else, and it was really strange.
That sounds criminal.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, exactly.
One thing we run into now is that there's like two-factor authentication. It might even be happening with you at work, but where you have to have like one login, like a password, then you have to put in something from your phone, like it'll text it.
Oh my gosh, I can never remember all my passwords. My mom, this is so cute, Kiki, she legit has a book, and it says passwords on the front of the book. Like a notebook, and it has all of her passwords. And I'm like, Mom, don't put like passwords and huge on the title of your notebook.
I would put like Kiki's meatloaf recipes.
Yeah, exactly. You got to be on the DL with it.
They put on their forgetting passwords. One thing which I think is getting better with technology, but it never seems to last when you're doing a lot of social media. The actual battery, like running out of phone battery, because that is the worst. If you forget to plug in or charge, Porkchop does that every day. He brings his charger. He brings it here, and he's like, oh guys, I'm at 5%. I forgot to plug in.
It always happens to me at the airport. Always. And then my plane doesn't have the things that you plug in. It has no like USB stuff. And mm-hmm. I'm like, ah.
If you got something you're like, man, this is just like the biggest modern inconvenience that you hate dealing with, let us know. 833-563-2539. A couple of these, Mackenzie, I saw on this list made me think of you because you were on a flight. You did a quick flight to New York and out this weekend. They say paying extra for luggage on a flight, also not having enough leg room on a journey.
My biggest pet peeve, I'm not a light packer, because a shocker, I know, but because I'm like, I need a day outfit, a night outfit, multiple shoes, yada, yada. But when you have to pay, when I'm like at 40, like I try to get about 49 pounds, because if you over 50, sometimes you have to pay $100 if your bag is too heavy. And if you're legit at like 51, come on, be cool, let me slide. Because no one wants to be that girl or guy that has to open their luggage and take things out and ruffle out. Your bras are flying, people are staring, it's the worst.
What do you have in there? Because your bras, I can't imagine, weigh that much. Like, what is putting you over the weight limit?
It's shoes.
Okay.
Because shoes are just heavy.
It's a slippery slope, though. We start allowing Mackenzie's shoes to be 51, 52 pounds soon.
I tried. The thing was, I was trying not to bring two bags, so I shoved everything in one bag, and then but guess what? I cleared it at 49.7.
My mother-in-law, woo! I still give her crap about this. It was the first time I ever went with them on a big family vacation, and we all traveled to Costa Rica. We were coming back from Costa Rica to America, and her bag, same thing, was like 51 pounds. Ugh. Do you know what she had in her suitcase, which she took out, and she was so mad about throwing it away, but I'll never let it deliver it down? It was a Costa Rican version of cornflakes. It was like Costa Rican crunch.
Oh, she couldn't
take
it back.
I swear to God, she brought a box of cereal with her home.
Could she not just carry that on?
She ended up doing that.
Oh,
but
cool.
It's like, what, you're telling me that's you're wasting all
it's
this money on that?
Putting you over the edge. Don't pay $100 for
so
that.
So this whole thing, hashtag first world probs. You can tweet us, Radio Now AM Show, and share the biggest modern inconvenience for you.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Demi Lovato is living her best life in more ways than one. She has a new love of her own body and a new love in her life. Now, we all know Demi in the past has had some trials and tribulations for sure.
My last drink was probably my lowest point. I've had tons of low
low points, but I was going to the airport and I had a Sprite bottle just filled with vodka.
Whoa.
And it was 9 a.m. and I was like throwing up in the car. And this was just to get on a plane and go back to LA.
So Demi definitely has battled addictions and demons. And now the singer is sober and living her best life. She just rocked a leopard print bikini with neon green trim to match her newly dipped hair, dye dipped, which looks really cool. She says, no Photoshop, please. And thank you. She said this photo is cellulite, which I love. And she's like, I'm tired of being ashamed of my body and can show it off proudly. She also has a new hunky boyfriend. They were seen together. He's a reality star. And she's just... she's healthy and happy, and it's great to see.
Yeah, she looks good. I hope other people can, like, realize, like, if you look like Demi Lovato or anything, like, that's a good look.
Yeah.
Like, your body. That's a good-looking body. Don't be ashamed of yourself.
Rock those curves. Well, Rick Ocasek, the lead singer of The Cars, passed away Sunday in Manhattan. He was 75 years old. He was found dead in bed in his townhome by his supermodel wife at about 4 p.m. Police don't suspect foul play, but they're going to, of course, examine his body and determine the cause of death. So 75, that's a good, I mean, that's a good life. Wish he could have been around longer.
If I make it like 75, man, I'm excited about that.
I'm trying to make it to triple digits. We'll see.
That, now you're just being selfish. You're being selfish.
You know, it's just really sad because we just, of course, also lost Eddie Money. The age of 70. And you know these things come in threes, they usually say. So.
Yeah, so somebody's probably going to die today.
And of course, you recognize Eddie Money from Take Me Home Tonight.
Take me home tonight. I don't want to let you go to see the light.
Come on now, take me home tonight. Be my little baby.
It was really cool. Kid Rock, of all people, he paid tribute to Eddie Money during a performance in Detroit. He did Shaken, and he's like, I'm sure you heard that Eddie Money passed away. Rock on, Eddie.
Such a cool story about that guy. Like, yeah. I know classic rock's sometimes not necessarily in our wheelhouse, but there's so many interesting stories like about Eddie Money. Like, he was a cop back in the day, and getting into music and his, you know, trials and tribulations of coming back.
That's
like
a classic.
That,
rest in peace to both of those guys. Well, this is going to be a chilling, suspense-inducing movie. It's called Bombshell, and it stars Charlize Theron, who portrays anchor Megyn Kelly. Also, Margot Robbie, Nicole Kidman. I'll tell you more about the film in a minute, but Charlize Theron was teasing that she has a new hot relationship, and here she is talking about how she used to make out with herself back in the day.
I made out with dolls and myself in the mirror, and it's just gross.
Did you ever practice making out with yourself?
I think I probably, like, kissed my hand. Before I, like, actually had a kiss, I think I, like, kissed my hand.
Now, did you kiss, like, the little opening between the top of the finger and the thumb?
Yeah. What about you guys? Did you ever practice making out with anything?
Yeah, I used to make out with, like, watermelon.
Stop! Well, Charlize was referring to a relationship, though, with her new co-stars, as I mentioned, Margot Robbie, Nicole Kidman. This is going to be really a good film. It examines the bombshell of the story of hashtag Me Too, the scandal which affected the Fox News media when Roger Ailes, who passed away, they go into depth about all the female employees that say they were sexually harassed. So this is going to be good, and it comes out in December if you want to check that out. I think it's going to be up for Academy Awards for sure. Here's the question. Is Diddy going to be a daddy again? Diddy's got kids, he's got a lot of kids, but not quite yet. Here's the scoop. He has a cute new girlfriend named Lauren. They fueled rumors while on a romantic vacay in Cabo. He was getting really handsy, and he was seen rubbing her belly, being really affectionate with her tummy. So people are like, oh my god, she's pregnant. But sources say he was actually just complimenting her six-pack abs and that there's no baby in there yet. However, they may be going down that route soon.
All right, well, there you go, Diddy. Be careful out there, my man. Mackenzie with the garbage. It's Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday.
Listener discretion is advised.
We do Murder Monday to bring attention to Crime Stoppers. They let you anonymously give out tips to any unsolved crime that might be happening in your area. Here's the national number to call. 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 800-222-TIPS. Mackenzie, what are you covering today for Murder Monday?
Now, this is a mystery. Was it murder? Was there foul play? Or simply a terrible, terrible mistake? Today, we examine the spontaneous combustion of Mary Reaser.
Huh?
Right? Spontaneous combustion? It's July 2nd, 1951. It's 8 a.m. Mary Reaser's, her landlady, Patsy Carpenter, arrives at Mary's door to deliver a letter that came to the front. Trying the door, she found the metal doorknob to be warm, uncomfortably hot to the touch. She freaks out. She tries to get in the door immediately. No one's answering. She can't bust open the door. Whew! Again, that doorknob burning her hand. So she calls the police immediately. Upon busting in, authorities find the body of 67-year-old Mary Reaser in her St. Petersburg apartment in Florida. More accurately, I should say, a pile of mostly ash that once was Mary Reaser's body. Part of her lower leg and some of her spine remained.
Ugh.
What the heck? Apparently, her body had been almost entirely cremated, which is mind-boggling when you really consider that cremation requires 3 hours of burning in a 3,000-degree fire. Even more bizarre, only Reasoner's, her body had burned the rest of her apartment perfectly intact. Even a pile of newspapers, magazines, still fine. Mary's body, largely ashes, were found amongst the remains of a chair in which she had been sitting. Only part of her left foot, which was wearing a slipper, and her backbone remained, along with her skull. Now, plastic household objects at the distance, like the from the fire around her, still were softened, a little melted, but still had their shape. Her skull, listen to this, had survived and was found amongst the ashes, but shrunken to the size of a teacup.
Hmm?
Now, how insane is that? Investigators noted this was caused by the removal of all of her facial features, ears, nose, and lips. St. Petersburg Police Chief Officer sent a box of evidence from the scene to the FBI director, and he used glass fragments to found six small objects, her teeth, and a section of carpet, and her surviving shoe to get evidence. Even though the body was almost totally cremated, requiring very high temperatures, the room, of course, was fine. It just showed evidence of fire. So, they said, we request any information of theories of what could explain how a human body could be so destroyed by a fire confined to such a small area and that the room suffered hardly that much damage. What happened to Mary? What happened before this? Did she do this to herself? Was there foul play? That's the question. So, coming up, what the FBI declared, was she murdered? Was she burned alive? Or was this all a terrible, terrible accident?
Mackenzie today is covering something which might be one of the stranger things we've ever done for Murder Monday, and there's so many possibilities.
Spontaneous combustion. We don't get to say that often. We don't hear about it. This is very interesting. To recap, 67-year-old Mary Reaser was found burned alive in her St. Petersburg apartment in Florida, cremated, which is mind-boggling when you really consider that cremation requires 3 hours of burning and a 3,000-degree fire.
It's got to get hot.
The most bizarre thing, only her body had burned. The rest of her apartment pretty much was intact. So, some say Mary was murdered, then burned alive, including the FBI, who just declared that she was incinerated by the wick effect. Okay, so listen to this, the wick effect. So, she was known for using sleeping pills. So they're hypothesizing that she had fallen unconscious while smoking and set fire to her pajamas. And once the body starts to burn, there's enough fat and other inflammable substances to permit varying amounts of destruction to take place. But this doesn't make sense that just her body would burn. But that's what they were going with.
So wait, I take sleeping pills like melatonin and
you
I'm
do?
I have
oh,
a lot
okay.
of fat on my body. Are you telling me if I had a cigarette to this, I'm gone?
I'm telling you that.
Well, that's kind of scary.
Don't smoke. I just don't smoke. It's a bad idea anyway. At the request of the chief of police in St. Petersburg, Florida, the scene was also investigated by physical anthropologists to examine the remains of the incident in order to aid the detection of crimes. Okay, so basically, they are disputing what happened. They think that there definitely was foul play because of the full circumstances. So anthropologists say that foul play occurred, someone drugged her and set fire to Mary. Although the FBI remains claiming that she definitely just fell asleep smoking after overdosing on sleeping pills. And to this day, it's still disputed.
So we don't know if she really exploded or not.
Well, that's the weird thing. But then her weird body parts, so they, I don't know if just some burned at a time or not. But it's very, very odd that the rest of her apartment would have not have burned.
Yeah, the whole thing would have went up in flames.
That's why this is an unsolved mystery.
And you're right, though. Like my dad was cremated. And you have to get very, very hot for a long time to produce those results.
Right.
Not her.
Super, wow. Super weird.
Hey, tweet us, Radio Now AM Show. And I guess after hearing that from Murder Monday, let us know, what do you think actually happened with Mary? Was it spontaneous combustion? Was it the fact that she took those pills and had some fat on her and fell asleep and the cigarette caught it all on fire? I don't see how that could happen.
I know.
But then it's like, wait, if somebody killed her and moved her, like, how did that happen?
Right.
I don't understand.
It's a murder mystery.
I don't like Murder Monday, Mackenzie. I need results and answers and locked up and people charged.
I'm just like you, but it's very interesting to think about.
I would love for you to either agree or disagree. I just want to know where you stand on this question. 833-563-2539. I saw something that my wife let our dogs do, and I was like, are you kidding me? And apparently she got this from her family. Like, I know my mother-in-law does this. I don't know how my father-in-law feels about it. But I'm talking about dog dishwashers.
Okay, what do you mean by... I have two things in my head.
Okay, what do you think I'm going to talk about with dog dishwashers?
I'm thinking of, like, hey, we got some extra, like, mashed potatoes on the plate. Okay, come here, doggy, and have them lick it up before you put it in the dishwasher. I'm also thinking... Okay, so that's it.
That
I was also
was right.
thinking of you put the dog's dishes in your dishwasher.
You can do that, but the fact is, like, first of all, dogs aren't really supposed to have human food, but let's take that who cares argument out. The fact is, my wife had some food. She was done with it, so she's like, here you go, Benny. Here you go, Patty. And they're like, they like licked
they're
everything
so pumped.
Off of the plate.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ugh, I eat off of those same plates. That is disgusting. And she's like, it's going in the dishwasher. It will kill all the germs. And listen.
First of all, that's not how Lindsay talks.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was pretty close. But 833-563-2539, does anybody else do dog dishwashing? Like, that's what I call it. Maybe there's another name for it, where you, like, you let your dog or your pet lick everything off your plate. Or are you like me, and I love dogs, but I don't like their tongues because I see what they lick when they're not licking me, and it's impressive, first of all. But I think it's extremely gross, and no, I would not let a dog lick anything except for their dog bowl. Like, if you want to take your human food and give it to them, that's fine. I'm not going to argue. Put it in their dog bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, am I right? 833-563-2539. My wife does this. My mother and father-in-law do this. So she must have learned it from her parents. But, oh, it's so gross, Mackenzie, right?
I miss my little Belle. So she passed away. But the thing she loved was popcorn. She loved popcorn. So it was so cute. Lulu, my little girl, and I were eating popcorn the other day, and we dropped a few on the ground. And we're like, man, we wish we had Belle. Because she was like a little vacuum cleaner.
So is it still there?
No, of course we cleaned it up, but I just remember we would never have to worry. Like, she left, we dropped goldfish, or, you know, dogs love that stuff. I know, you're not supposed to feed them people food, but.
All right, Allie, good morning. You're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What do you think? Is this disgusting or what?
Actually, in our house, we have what's called the puppy pre-rinse cycle.
Puppy pre-rinse, I love that.
Yeah, so occasionally, not all the time, because, you know, most human food isn't really great for dogs, so. Every once in a while, if it's something really tasty, Salisbury steak and green beans, mashed potatoes, they get to have their little pre-rinse cycle, and then we wash them in hot, hot, hot water. So I really don't see a problem with it.
Wait. Are you, okay, I'm not judging, I'm asking. Are you saying you don't have a dishwasher and you just rinse them with really hot, soapy water, or do you have a dishwasher?
No, our dishwasher is broken, so we're in the market to get a new one, but all of our dishes, we get the water as hot as it'll go and then soak it for like an hour and then
Allie, that is even more disgusting because dishwashers get so hot. I'm sorry. No. I know you're going to invite us over for dinner tonight, but we are not able to make it. Hey, Allie, thank you for calling 833-563-2539. Is there not one person listening that agrees with me?
The doggy dishwasher.
That thinks it's a little gross. Pork Chop, you've an animal lover. You got, you know, like a little zoo at your apartment. Do you ever
that's on the DL. He's not supposed to tell.
No, I don't anymore.
Okay, well, hypothetically, because they're listening, with animals, do you let them lick off the plate, as some say, puppy pre-wash or whatever?
I don't. I mean, I don't know. It doesn't bother me too much, but I just don't prefer it. Like, I know people, like my ex's stepdad, he would freak out. He would have to throw the bowl or the plate away the dog licked it. I mean, to me, if I see it happen, I'm not cool with it, but I mean, it gets washed.
I don't care what it washes. It's still disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of is.
I think you should just kind of scrape whatever you want to give them and put it in their little doggy bowl.
Exactly. Let them have their own little doggy germs.
Does it make a difference if it's a human doing it? Like, if you're licking your plate,
Do you lick a plate?
Wait, are you licking it? What are you doing, Pork Chop?
Well, I don't know. I'm thinking about you. You love food so much that you probably lick your plate clean.
No. People that lick their or lick a plate.
Ew.
Sorry, I know I'm a fat dude, but that's gross even to me. I have certain standards. All right? Hey, you can tweet us. Let us know. Radio Now AM Show. Pork Chop, grab Mackenzie's phone by force or whatever you need to do.
I've already got it.
See, she got distracted so easily. All right, 833-563-2539. Does anybody else have a big number? I'm not saying you have to beat Mackenzie's number, but looking at Mackenzie's phone the other day, my OCD and anxiety is about to explode. Mackenzie, how many unread emails do you have and how many unread text messages do you currently have? Exactly. This blows my mind that a person can function as an adult and have this many.
I'm going to let Pork Chop out me because he has my phone. I don't even know.
Wait, so which number do you want to know?
I want to know how many unread emails Mackenzie has in her phone and how many unread text messages that she currently has.
All right, you know what? I'm going to start with the least. She has one missed phone call, one event happening today.
Not worried about those.
16 unread notifications on Instagram.
I just want to know email and text messages because those are the numbers that blew my mind.
194 unopened text messages.
Hold on. I can see that for an email, and that's a lot, but that's text messages. 833-563-2539. Is this not disturbing to anybody?
Emails. I can't even read this number. 106,957.
What the heck have you signed up for that you have over 100,000 unread emails? How do you even have email allowed?
This drives my friends crazy and gives them anxiety if they ever see my phone too. I don't know. I just focus on the priorities of the day and what I gotta do, and then I don't bother. I mean, a bunch of that is junk email.
Mackenzie. Let me repeat. I just got a screenshot. I'm going to put up on our social media. 106. I can't even pronounce these numbers. They're too big for me. 106,957. Oh, I'm glad you opened up a few of them. We almost had 107,000.
Yes.
Unread. Now that's how many they're in there. Unread. Unopened emails. How many emails have you not opened that I've sent for the show?
See, here's the thing. Don't feel bad. Because I just take my time.
But
I take my time.
833-563-2539. Can you hear the strain in my voice? I don't understand this.
And my text messages. Okay, so the reason that I have so many unread text messages, 194 to be accurate, is because a lot of those are quick, like little ones that I can already read when I pull up, so I don't really need to actually, you know, touch it and then get rid of the blue dot, which I could.
Bailey listening this morning in Houston on Radio Now 92.1. Thank you. Please tell me that this is disturbing to you, right?
I would have to say it's not that disturbing.
Thanks, girl.
What do you mean?
She must be in my club.
Yes, definitely.
What do you have? Look at your phone, if you can, if it's safe.
Yes, text messages, it's not that bad. I only have 38 unread text messages, and that's from group chat.
Okay.
But my email is... 3,161.
There you go.
What? Oh, Bailey, how do you have so many unread emails? What do you do for a living that you have that many unread emails?
Well, I work with emails all day, so that's probably why I don't check my own. And most of it is like when you go online shopping, they yes. sell all your information to all these people, and then all these people start emailing you about insurance and stuff, and there's no reason.
We don't have the time. No. Bailey and I don't have the time.
I'm calling you out. Bailey, you probably sign up for every... Oh, yeah, I'll sign up for that email. There's no way they're giving out your email to 100,000 people.
They do, and then when you try to unsubscribe, which I try... Like, one day, I'm like, I'm going to unsubscribe from all of these, and it takes so long. You have to put in your email, then they're like, are you sure you want to unsubscribe? I'm like, I do five, and then I'm like, forget it.
There is an app I'm going to look for, or like a website, where it's like Unsubscribe Me or something, where it does it all for you at once.
Does
all
exist?
The work. Yes.
It
you
does?
Need that. Mackenzie, I bet we could get your emails cut down by 50,000 right now.
I mean, and they're junk. Here, like, I mean, it's like Us Weekly. Here's, you know, Bath & Body Works, Overstock.com, Amazon.
Our boss who sends out emails all the time and just asks simply that we reply within 48 hours, which I think is a very decent basic rule, probably is understanding why we never reply to his emails now. Because we're never getting them because there's 100,000 other ones.
Oh, here's one from Joe.
See?
Here's an email.
I take this time out
to
write the
Monday motivation story we did this morning. Okay.
Wow. Now I feel so, so important.
I'm going to write back. Nice work.
All right. No. Don't do it now. Don't clog up my email. Kara, thank you for calling in. How many unread emails are you working with?
I have 42,000 unread emails.
What do you...
Is
How?
It the same thing? It's just like they just glom onto your email and then it just gets crazy.
You know, for one, it's like Mackenzie was saying, it's like Bath & Body Works, it's Amazon. I have kids, so it's Carter's, Oshkosh.
Yes.
You know, all these people telling you that they're sales and stuff. And then for one, you know that you don't need them right now. So when you don't open it, or you know it's trash already, so you don't open it, it goes unread. And then I have an iPhone and I check my emails from my iPhone, and to delete emails from your iPhone, you literally have to open it and then delete it, or you have to like do this tedious task of like checking them all and then
yes.
hitting delete. And who wants to go through and check 42,000 emails to delete them?
I don't know. Who wants to sign up to get 42,000 emails in the first place?
We need to unsubscribe. If you find that app, and I will totally.
Does anybody
do
know
it.
What I'm talking about? Whether it's an app or it's like a website, it's like Unroll Me or something like that. Will you hit us up, Radio Now AM Show, or call 833-563-2539. Sorry, I'm sounding so whiny and yelly today. I don't mean to be that way. It's just Mackenzie.
Well, given I have a bunch of different emails and they're all on my phone, so it's not an excuse, but they're all. They're combined. I just did delete some, so now I'm down to 106,933.
Wow.
Boom!
The progress being made this morning. Let's wrap it up with one last call. This is an impressive number. It's not 100K like Mackenzie, but Janelle, how many unread emails do you currently have?
75,342.
Oh my gosh.
Three email accounts.
I mean, it really, samesies. Does it really bother you? Because I'm at the point I'm not really disturbed by it anymore.
You know what bothers me more than Mackenzie's 100,000 unread emails? The fact that one of her email accounts is a Yahoo account.
Okay. I am embarrassed. I'm embarrassed, but I've had that since eighth grade.
It's cool. Oh, wait. Porkchop has an AOL account? Okay.
I have Gmail too.
You win. All right, I thought I could help Mackenzie out when she told me just a little bit of this, but now there's animals that have deceased. 833-563-2539. Mackenzie, what's going on?
Yeah, we want to know if you've ever been pet sitting and something went awry, give us a call, or you can help out with this problem. Yeah, so my friend is pet sitting, and I was asking how it's going. So there's a dog and two fish. And so the status on Saturday was that one of the fish had died. And I was like, all right, well, fish, I don't know. I think they're kind of lousy pets. Sorry if you love fish, but you can't really pet them or love on them, and they die a lot. So then the update yesterday, the second fish deceased.
Wait, he's killed two out of the three pets?
Yes.
This is terrible pet sitting.
It got stuck in one of the things in the fishbowl. Or like, I don't know what happened to it. And so he's like, what do I do? And I was like, well, don't leave it floating upside down for them to find. Like, clearly scoop it up and, you know, have a little ceremony.
Or just position it where it looks like it's hanging out inside of its little, like, secret area.
Weekend at Bernie's it?
Yeah, like the fish is just chilling.
Oh, it's fine. And then you get out of there, blah, blah, blah. And they think it died on their
it's
time.
Like, yeah, Henry hasn't moved in a week.
So now, I said, now he, the dog is left. Which obviously a dog is way, no offense to fish, but more important. But the dog is having stomach issues. It's having stomach issues and it's going potty all over the place and he thinks it's sick.
Oh my God. What if the dog dies? This is terrible.
And the friends are out of town for a few weeks. So
weeks?
Yeah, because they're like out of the country. So it was funny because we were talking and I was like, should you switch out the fish like a lot of parents do when pets pass away and do the fake fish? Or he was like, no, I think I'll just own up to like both the fish died.
No.
I said they were like the notebook fish. Like one passed away and the other one's like, I'm a bird. If you're a bird, I'm a bird. And just went as well.
833-563-2539. What happened? There's two questions here. What happened when you were house sitting, like, or I guess I should say pet sitting? What went wrong? But also, what do you do in the situation where two out of the three animals you're watching have now become deceased? I swear to God, I'm worried about this dog. If I was him, I would take it to like a doggy daycare for the remainder because I feel like he's got some kind of bad juju or something.
And he was
happening.
Doing the butt scratch thing, like when doggies
dragging
like,
its butt,
yeah, on the ground. So I'm like, oh my goodness, you have to like take care of this dog. I feel like there's so much pressure that comes with pet sitting because it's someone else's pet. Like even more, like I had to watch Porkchop's bird one time at PetSat, his bird, and I was scared to death it was gonna croak, and I was like, oh, I'd be like the worst person ever.
You should just do what I do. And like get cats because I just leave them at home for a week and they don't need to be pet sat.
Ugh. No, thanks.
I mean, I have like one person go over and give them food, but they're usually good.
I pet sat a huge dog that was huge, like as weighed as much as I do, and it was blind, and then it couldn't control
its
bowels.
By the way, what's with you and blind animals?
I don't know. It was the worst experience of my life. And a cat, and I'm allergic to cats. And I was a teenager and desperately needed money, and that's why I did this, but I would never do it again.
How many times have we said that in our lives?
I'll never do that again.
I was desperate.
It was a bad experience.
833-563-2539. Let's go to Emily this morning. Hey, thank you for calling in, Emily. What's the situation? Is something happened to your pet, or was it like when you were pet sitting, what went wrong?
I was pet sitting my boyfriend's parents' dog, and he was blind, and they have an in-ground pool.
Oh, no.
I went up front and I was like, I told my daughter, I'm like, go check on the dog. I forgot I left the dog by the pool.
Oh no.
She goes back there and the dog is floating.
Oh no.
Dead in the pool.
No! Emily!
Oh my gosh!
And it was like a long time pet, family pet.
How did you break it to them?
I called his dad and I was like, oh my God, the dog's old. He was like, it was going to happen eventually. The dog was going to die eventually and soon. So it's okay. I'm like, it's not okay. And I'm trying to like Google how to do CPR on a dog.
Mouth to snout.
No.
Mouth to snout.
I couldn't do it.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, Emily, I want to be mad at you, but
bless
I just.
Bless your heart.
That poor dog.
I feel bad for the dog and for you because that would happen to me.
Okay.
His stepmom hasn't forgave me since.
I can understand. Emily.
Emily's done
the dog
drowned
about
it with me.
I wouldn't either. Mackenzie, I'm not saying Emily's a cold-blooded killer, but the dog drowned in a pool. You had one. I feel like your buddy that's watching the dog will somehow have the dog drown in the fish tank.
No!
That's really fishy if something happens. Thank you, Emily. Let's wrap it up with Katie this morning. Katie, oh my gosh, I'm not trying to have you top a blind dog drowning in a pool, but what happened?
So when I was in middle school, I used to pet sit for like all of the pets in the neighborhood, and I was watching my neighbor's cat, and it ran away for like 10 days. They were gone for like 3 weeks, and I like had flyers up. I wasn't sure if I should call them, and I just kept like waiting and hoping that this cat would come home.
But it came home before they got back?
It did.
You are so lucky.
No, she said it didn't.
She said it did.
It did. It eventually came home.
Oh.
I was supposed to like go over and let the cat like in and out during the day, feed it, and it would usually come back every evening.
Did you?
And then for like a straight week and a half.
Did you ever
gone.
Think about getting a replacement cat?
I don't
like Jinxie on Meet the Fockers? Like, Meet the Parents?
It would have been like a situation like that, like painting its tail.
Painting its tail.
Like kind of grungy looking. It was really old.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
This cat was like 21, and I was for sure was like, it's gone.
Take us through that moment when it returned, where you're just like, hallelujah.
I mean, I was crying. Like, I was not sure because I watched everyone's pets in the neighborhood, and I'm like, this is the only way I make money. It's going to get out that I'm a cat, like, loser.
No kidding. It's like Katie's cat business killer. Goes under. It's like, yeah, I have a 5% animal retention rate where if you let me watch your pet, it stays with me.
It's amazing when they go missing. A lot of pets, and me, I told you my little dog Belle was blind and deaf, and she went missing for an entire, like, 24 hours and made it back somehow. I don't know how, by the grace of God.
Katie, are you still there, Katie?
I'm here.
Just people wondering. You're obviously not the greatest at pet sitting. What about babysitting? How are kids doing with you?
I mean, I'm a NICU nurse, so hopefully they do okay.
Aww. Oh, my gosh. Hey, Katie, thank you for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539. If you have any other advice for Mackenzie's friend who, watching three animals, two fish and a dog, and the two fish are already dead.
One of the three.
Got one left. You can hit us up. Radio Now AM Show on Twitter and Instagram. It happened again. It's so bad now that my mother-in-law can kind of predict when it's happening. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Grill, producer Pork Chop, and you at 833-563-2539. Headed up to Michigan this past weekend, and it was a unique wedding. It was I've only done one before, and it was a brunch wedding, and it was actually on a Sunday, so it went from 12 to 3. They already got married, so it was more of a kind of a reception.
That's a cute idea. I mean, I love brunch, so anytime you can incorporate a party and brunch, I'm all for it.
Yeah, it's a heck of a Sunday fun day. Now, here's my problem that I ran into, and I'm wondering if anybody else has also had this happen to them, 833-563-2539. At least four out of the past five weddings, so I say every time, weddings that I've went to recently, I always forget something, and usually it's the same thing, and that is underwear.
I know.
Like, I forget to pack underwear. How do you forget underwear? I forget to pack dress shoes. Or, in this case, I forgot to pack a white T-shirt to go underneath my shirt. So okay. I had, like, my button-up shirt, which may not be terrible, but the fact is I was wearing a white button-up shirt already. So it's like you're just going to see, like, you know, man boobs underneath there because it's kind of a see-through shirt. So we had to go and buy shoes at like 11 o'clock after church on Sunday for me to wear to this wedding. Then we could have had a chance to get a T-shirt, but I forgot that. So as I'm getting dressed, I'm like, oh, crap. Keep in mind, if you haven't seen my sexy figure, Radio Now AM show, I'm a very big guy. My father-in-law, who would have a T-shirt in his place, he's tall. He's 6'6", but he's not big, like wide and thick. I borrowed his shirt, and it was actually genius because it barely fit. It was like a hot dog, like with the casing inside.
Tidy whitey.
But it was like one of those morph shirts where the fact is it kind of sucked everything in. I wore his medium or large under T-shirt, the white T-shirt, and it like just sucked all my junk in, which was perfect.
It was like Spanx.
Yes. Is that what they are, Spanx?
Are you going to do that all the time now?
No, because it was incredibly uncomfortable for 3 hours.
You did? And so, I'm just throwing this out here. It looked very svelte.
Well, that's
because I was picture because you had shirt Spanx on.
I will share the photo on Radio Now AM show on our Instagram so you can see what Mackenzie's talking about, because I actually did look decent. My wife looked really good, but I looked okay. And it's because the shirt was about three sizes too small. It was like the Grinch. 833-563-2539. What did you forget? Maybe it's only a one-time thing, but please make me feel better. Or maybe you've done this multiple times. You forgot this important item when you were going to the wedding, because I forget shoes, I forget underwear, and for this wedding, I forgot an undershirt.
And you were giving me a hard time, because I went to New York, and I had, still, for I was there 24 hours, took a big suitcase, and it was full to the brim. I remembered all of these things, Joe. See, when you just throw stuff in a duffel and go, sometimes you just don't make the cut.
I appreciate your support, Mackenzie. Always great to have you on my side.
You know, I've had like two bags before and literally forgotten a toothbrush, like the most basic of things. So it happens.
But I feel like a toothbrush is a simple thing to forget because most likely where you're staying, they have one for you.
Right.
But like they don't, hey, we've got your underwear for you or we've got your dress shoes.
It was like a girl's trip. One of my good girlfriends, she was flying in from the West Coast, New York. She forgot pants. So she had no pants. Luckily, she had pajama pants that were black.
Okay.
So she wore those to a store to go buy jeans and stuff, but she totally forgot pants. And they were staying an extended stay for like 4 days. She's like, I have no pants.
Well, at least she had, didn't have to go somewhere immediately. But that's an example. 833-563-2539. I want to know, what did you try to, like, you went somewhere, and what did you forget? All right, time for dumb people doing dumb stuff. It's your dummy of the day.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Captain America, not the same great guy that he used to be. Okay, wait, this actually wasn't the real Captain America, but instead it was 36-year-old David. He was a man that was busted around 3 a.m. last Monday breaking into a guy's shed. So is it a he shed or is it a she shed?
Good one.
Thank you. I have got jokes all
day,
people.
I'll be here all morning, people.
Hey-ho! This happened in Mississippi. David was wearing a full Captain America costume, including a shield.
Of course. You can't leave out the shield.
I mean, I'm impressed.
Yeah.
He had the mask, a blue bodysuit, fake muscles and all. The cops say he was also wearing fairy wings. Now, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Does Captain America wear fairy wings? Yes or no?
I mean, he does if he wants.
Why are you smiling, pork chop?
It's funny.
Oh, wow. The photo is even better, which I'll put up on my Twitter, and I'll put it up there for the dummy of the day. The cops say, yeah, he was wearing all those things, and we charged him for burglary. So
Aww.
It's quite the mugshot you get to have when you get to wear the Captain America outfit.
Maybe he was just in that mindset. He wanted that superhero vibe.
That right there is your dummy of the day. Happy Monday. Joe,
I'm feeling this.
Hell yeah. Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie. Live the web girl, party too hard this weekend.
It's amazing we're all alive in here because everyone traveled to different states. I went to New York City for 24 hours. You guys both went to Michigan?
Yeah, I went to a wedding in Michigan. Yep.
Yeah.
And I DJ'd a wedding in Michigan.
Yeah, so, I mean, we made it. We are here. It is Monday.
And Liv, who knows what she did, but she called out sick today.
I think we're just so jealous. We're like, okay.
I don't know. I saw her social media. I think she's faking it. But that's usually my suspicion with anybody when they're out sick. So, either way, I hope she feels better. Hopefully, she's back tomorrow here on the show.
We're just jealous she's sleeping right now.
I'm just jealous she's probably in a room that's on 100 degrees. Our AC went out this weekend. I'm not even poo-pooing our engineers. Shout out to them. They did some kind of elaborate rigging where there's like 17 fans in a circle. So, I tell you now, if somebody farts like down the hall, we'll know about
Ew.
It. It'll pass.
I'm laughing because my AC, my place went out last week and it was literally 85 degrees. Then I come to work today, it's 90 degrees in the studio. It's like,
yeah, I feel like poor chap's like, oh, I dreamt about this, so it became a reality. I wanted my life to heat up.
We're all losing so much weight right now from sweat.
No, I just ate a bunch of food. I think it's at least breaking even. There's a high school that lets kids dress up for their student ID pic, and you're like, well, what's the big deal about that? This is awesome. North Farmington High School, this is in Michigan, they have an annual tradition of allowing seniors students to dress up to have their IDs taken, and this is so cool. Now, not in formal gear. That's not what I was talking about. I'm talking about creative costumes. Yeah. Many students take the opportunity for their student ID, and they do some of their favorite pop culture characters, memes, and pretty much anything you can think of. For example, a senior named Jordan assumed the role of Jim Halpert and dressed as Dwight Schrute from The Office.
Amazing.
When it's like, identity theft is not a joke!
It was
so funny. That's a school ID. Another senior named John dressed up as Russell, the Wilderness Explorer, the little chubby kid from Up.
Yes!
And he looks like a dead-on ringer
like
for that kid.
Like he's a scout.
Yes.
I
was like, dude, that's his ID for the whole year. That is awesome.
Amazing.
A senior named Fiona, that's her real name, dressed up as Fiona, like Princess Fiona from Shrek.
Was she green?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She dressed up and did the full outfit. I'm like, hey, if you're going to embrace your name that you got stuck with, that's what you got to do.
Oh, I love it.
Another senior here. This is really cool. He looked very similar to comedian Cat Williams, if you know who he is.
Okay.
Kind of a dead-on ringer. And I think my favorite one, I don't watch it enough, but have you guys ever watched Bob's Burgers? It's a cartoon show on
my
Fox.
My little Lucy loves that.
Okay. Does she know who Tina is from there?
Oh, I'm sure she does.
Okay. Tina's the girl with the glasses.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This girl looks dead on like Tina from Bob's Burger. And it's amazing. So I'm gonna put a little link up and I'll try to share that probably on our Instagram for you to see some of these kids. I'm like,
what would you guys dress up as?
Jeez, I was thinking like Chris Farley.
Oh, you just would be
I'd
great.
I'd be like a big guy. I'm trying to think of who else, like, or if you have a suggestion who we should dress up as, like, what would you do, Mackenzie? Who would you dress up as if you could do the senior photo?
Dolly Parton.
Well, you mentioned earlier about your other one had your boobs involved, and this
Dolly
one does too.
Dolly Parton, no, all the way. I was her for Halloween, and it was so much fun. Dolly Parton would be my go-to.
Now, who would Porkchop be, do you think? Like, who would he dress up as some character?
I'm looking at him right now, examining his features.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
No, yeah. We're for real. For
Channing
real.
Tatum. I don't know. Yeah, no, I
don't know. All right. You got a third joke?
Jonah Hill.
Yeah, I could see that.
I could see you dressing up as a lady. Like,
a lady?
Yeah, just for kicks.
Oh.
What lady could we make him?
Just for kicks or just for
like
the weekend?
Like Ariana Grande.
Oh, yeah.
I'll give you a nice long ponytail. I love that.
I'd give him more of a Selena Gomez look.
Maybe Miley Cyrus.
That's going to do it for a Monday edition of Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show here on Indy's Radio Now 100.9. Man, I got so much honey-do list stuff today. Like, I got to, first of all, get home, unpack, because I was up in Michigan for my wife's friend's wedding. So I got to unpack all that. What clothes is dirty? What clothes is clean? What stuff do I have to return to my father-in-law because I forgot to pack stuff?
Yes.
I feel like you don't probably want that back if you're my father-in-law. You're like, you know what, Joe? You keep it, buddy.
Yeah, I just let you keep it. It's all good. Well, same boat, because I just got back like midnight. Late last night, I went to bed. I slept like 3 hours. So I'm going to go home and, well, I need to do laundry, unpack. I need to go to the grocery store, all the things today. However, do you think tomorrow it's going to be this hot in the studio?
Yes. We talked a little bit about it. It was hotter than Hades today here in our studio. We got an email, like, of course, like on Saturday, you're like, okay, it's the weekend. Oh, work email. Everybody's involved. You're like, what's going on here? And then you find out that our building AC decided to poo-poo it.
It's bad. The funny thing is my air conditioning died last week in my home, and it was like 85 that I come to work, and usually it's frigid in here, so I'm not complaining. I'm actually super relaxed because we're just so hot. It's like 90.
I got boob sweat, pit sweat, butt sweat. I got sweat in places you shouldn't have perspiration.
But are you super relaxed, though? Because it's like we're in the tropics.
No, because right now I'm sweating out booze from yesterday.
Yes.
I can smell Bloody Mary. I smell tomato juice coming out of my pores.
That's like what I had for dinner in the airport, like a Bloody Mary. I had like a $25 Bloody Mary for dinner last night.
It's the meal of champions. So we're just hot stepping all the way through our studio.
Yeah. Woo.
What about you, Pork Chop? How's your Monday shaping up?
Good. I'm serving at Sullivan's tonight, so it's going to be a long, busy day for me. Hopefully, I could get a little nap in.
I don't think you will. I think you'll be here all day.
No.
Then you'll fall asleep like...
We all need naps. We need like a little nap corner. Go ahead.
I hope they call me out tonight.
Oh, you might be, called off. I'd have to give a shout-out to Jordan. Really fun group of gals coming back from Mexico. I ran into them at the in Chicago at the airport, and they were like, Kenzie! And they love the show, and they listen all the time. So shout-out to Jordan. It was a little later than I said I did the shout-out. Hopefully she's listening, or her girls.
Well, thank you for listening.
Yeah, girl. They're so much fun.
Maybe you're just a hot step, and you were in Mexico.
Woo!
Hot as hell up in our studio.
You know something funny? When I was in New York, like 2 to 3 people, I think at least 3, asked me if I was Swedish.
Did you like start talking like the Swedish chef?
My even driver was like, can I ask you something? And I was like, I hate when people say that. I hate that question.
You should be like, no, I don't answer questions.
He's like, are you Swedish?
When I was younger and people used to say, can I ask you a question? I was like, oh, great, here it comes. Are you gay? Are you gay? Are you gay? And that never came.
Right? The anxiety that comes with that question. Can I ask you a question? It's like, just ask it. Don't ask me if you can ask a question, because it's going to be awkward.
Well, apparently we know what triggers Mackenzie. The whole Swedish stuff.
Can I ask you a question?
All right. No. No questions for me. Can I ask you a question? Do you guys know how to say goodbye?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, live the web girl out sick today, and producer Porkchop, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.